Babe, that was such a good fucking dinner. God, I can't believe you let me order two appetizers. Well, I mean, I don't know. My ex would have... You know what? Nothing. Nothing. Thank you for spoiling me. Yeah. I'm so lucky I have you. It took so long, but I finally have you. Really have you. What do I mean? Well, no, stupid. I can't tell you that. You'll probably think I'm crazy. No, I mean, seriously, you'd probably think I was fucking insane. Like, really? I do a lot to hide the crazy from you. A lot. And I think it's probably better that way. You're sure? You really want to know? You're not gonna leave me if I'm honest? Really? Do you mean that? Nothing can make you leave? Well, I've been obsessed with you since the moment I saw you, before I finally got my current job. I was... God, this is so embarrassing. I really, really can't tell you. Really? You promise? You 100% swear you'll still love me and be with me? You swear on your life. Okay, well, I was homeless and just so depressed. And I really didn't have much hope for myself. I felt like giving up. But then there you were. You walked by. You were with some bitch, but you stopped. And you looked at me. And you really, really, really looked at me. Not as some street urchin or riffraff. I don't buy that. You really just looked at me like a person. And then you gave me $100. $100! Like it was nothing. And later I would know your finances and knew that you could barely afford to do that, but you still did it. And that's when I followed you. You and your little friend went on the bus. You walked home. It was so nice that you lived so close by. I ended up moving all of my things closer to you so I could watch you each day. Leaving your house. This house, actually. It was like watching you walk out of our future every day. Having you so close made it so much easier to motivate myself. I even began collecting cans all over town so I could finally save up for a down payment on an apartment. It took a long time, but seeing you every day made it worth it. That's a good question. It would have taken me a lot longer to save up to get myself a small apartment, but there's this guy who gave me like $1,000 one day. He was creepy and made me feel really unsafe overall, but he told me he wanted to help, and then he just left. It was weird, but I'm really grateful. I owe that guy everything. So, yeah. Then I got my apartment, worked my ass off, and, well, I ran into you again, and, well, here we are. No, that's not it. I stopped the stalking you shortly after, I swear. Okay, well, are you sure you won't be mad? Like, really? There's definitely more, but I'm afraid of upsetting you. Yeah, I did work really hard to get to where I am today. Thank you, baby. Mwah. You're really sweet. Okay, sure. There's more. I just. Well, during our first date, I saw you type in your password on your phone, and when you went to grab our food, I poured some stuff into your drink that would give you just a little tummy ache, and you were so quick to run to the bathroom, you didn't grab your phone, and that's when I just started sending myself copies of, well, like, everything. Your notes, your photos, passwords, everything. This made it really, really, really easy to make sure that everything went the way I know it needed to be. God, that felt so fucking good to tell you. I feel like a weight is lifted off my shoulders. God, this honesty just feels so, so, so good. God, I don't want to stop. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Oh, remember how you really, really wanted that promotion, but that asshole in your department was such a kiss ass and basically was gonna get it because he was sucking up to your boss. Okay. So get this. I set up a spoof email. It made it look like it was just like his. And then sent a fuck ton of dick pics to your boss. For it and fired her coworker almost immediately. And then everyone was just told it was an HR related issue. And guess who got the promotion? You, baby. Yeah, I'd do just about anything for you. For us. Hell, that's just what a good partner does, you know? And man, I just remembered. Drugging your food whenever we hung out. So the longer you spent away from me, the more you'd ache for me and want to be around me. You practically begged me to move in after a few months. It was really, really, really hard to get through those stitches, right? And you did get sick a few times, but yeah, I took care of you. And that made us get closer, didn't it? You were so cute and needy. Oh, I loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved, 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 loved it. God, I needed it so badly to keep you having to need me. And I just. I mean, I do feel a little bad for isolating you from your friends. I mean, they did mean well. They really did. Blackmailing them made me feel really bad, but you know, it was sort of their fault too. What do I mean? Oh well, you know, your friends, the married couple, they were the first. The husband, of course, was cheating on his wife, but the best part was that the wife was also cheating on her husband too. They had no idea. So, I mean, all I had to do was just threaten to tell the other and just let them know that the only thing they had to do was stop talking to you. I had planned to do something like this anyways because, well, I mean, I just They didn't seem to like me very much, and I know that they had told you that I had some sort of, like, off vibe. But, I mean, look who's talking. I'm not the one cheating on my spouse. And I didn't want that kind of bad influence around you. So, yeah, I made them go away. Most of your friends were bad influences, if I'm being honest with you. I had to make them just go away until I could figure out some better people. Better for you people. I'm still looking. Don't look so worried. I know socialization is important for you. We'll find the right match someday, baby, okay? Mwah. You know I'll always take care of you. Yeah, that's probably enough for now. I think you get the point. I love you, baby. There's so much I've done to make sure our relationship works. I've done just about everything I can, and I mean, look how happy we are. Wasn't this the best day ever? I've never seen you have so much fun, and now we're here, back in our bed, happy, drunk, and an entire life ahead of us. Come here. Come here. Give me a kiss. I want you so badly right now. Being vulnerable makes me really horny for some reason. Come here. Crazy bitch. What is this? Some kind of roleplay shit? You're such a freak. I love it. But you said I could be honest. You said to tell the truth. You said you'd love me no matter what. You lied. 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 Why did you lie? You said you love me no matter what. Why are you leaving me if you said? If you said to tell me, I thought you loved me. I'm sorry. I feel things very deeply. I need you to sit down on the bed. Just stay there. I'll be right back. Okay. Drink. Now. Drink. Now. I hate you so much for telling me to be honest with you. I'm sorry. I feel awful admitting it all, but it's the truth. I am obsessed with you. I'm sure you don't want to hear about how I systematically altered and orchestrated our entire relationship. It wasn't a mistake. Drink. It wasn't that I wanted to control you. I know that now. I just knew that I couldn't be happy imagining you were dating anyone else, kissing anyone else, and I wish things could just go back to the way they were before. And I only see one way that can happen. Especially after the things I've done. Drink. Oh, baby. I realize how this must all sound. You're such a good person. I know that. I made sure to always be mindful with your heart. I never wanted you to feel sad or depressed when I started all of this. It's an awful feeling, this obsessiveness. It feels like a slow rot, the way it twists and turns at your insides. Drink. The truth is, I'm really not that good of a person. I get jealous. I get crazy. I feel selfish. All the time. But the way you look at me, the way your eyes light up when I come home from the store, it makes it all worth it for me. I understand how lucky I am to have your attention. I might have been homeless for a while, but I'm not stupid. I knew you were the one the second you looked at me, sitting up against that wall begging for change. I was so desperate to have someone like you. All my life, I've wanted to find a love that made life worth living. Drink. So, I made sure to never let you see who I really was. Worked like a charm, too. You were so happy to have me in your life. Every aspect. Your family, your friends, your job. I was your trophy partner. Perfect. Just for you. A life straight out of the movies. At least, that's what it felt like to me, and I needed to keep that. I needed to keep that forever, and I was so close until you told me to be honest. You told me. You wanted me to be vulnerable. You made this happen. Drink. Why did you make me tell you? Why did you lie when you said you'd love me no matter what? I hate feeling like this. So pathetic. Sometimes I would wake up in the middle of the night and panic, thinking you were gone, only to hear you in the bathroom. I'm so scared of losing you. I know what I've done. The bad things, the terrible, awful, evil things. I don't know if I'll ever regret them, because I liked how it all felt. I wish I didn't, but I do. It's hard to feel guilt for something you did for love. Finish the bottle, baby. I need to clean this up. All of it. I need to make things right with you. Maybe now that you're blackout drunk, you won't remember any of this. I can continue to be who you want me to be if you'll just stay with me. Would you do that? Please? I can't lose you. It'd be too much. We can love each other. I'll do that for you. I know you still haven't proposed, but I found the ring, baby. You hit it so poorly. I know you're ready for death to us part. That's all I need. Just you and me here in this home. all I really want is to be loved, and that's what you've given me. That's what you've always given me. I need you to keep giving it. Thank you for listening. I feel a bit better talking it out. Just lie down, baby. I'm gonna take care of you. My sweet, perfect man. So gullible. So trusting. That's because you believe in the good of the world. You believe in the good in me. That's enough to keep me going. I'm gonna take care of you. The faster you fall asleep, the faster you'll forget all of this, and we can just go back to our happily ever after. There you are. I can't believe you're still this hard, even after drinking that much. I know you're gonna be so sick later, but I'll be sure to take care of you then. Just like I'll take care of you now, okay? There we go. You know, I can finally tell you my secret about how I give the most perfect hand job ever. That's because I watched you, baby. I watched you every chance I got. Watched exactly how hard you gripped, how fast, how long the strokes were, whether you played with your balls, fingered your ass, all of that. I looked for, so the very first time I jerked you off, you would feel right at home. I remember you came so fast, and you were shocked at how good I was. I remember that embarrassed you, so I took it easy on you the next few times. I didn't care. I'm good at being patient. So, so good at it. And I apply the same exact logic to sucking your cock. Oh. I just imagine my mouth is your fist. Imagining how you'd fuck it. Remembering all those times I watched you. Oh. When to go fast and when to go slow. And when to swallow your cock. I remember the first time I got to taste your cum. You don't know how long I have thought about it, about what it would taste like. I remember. I paid such close attention to your diet so I could estimate what your cock And your cum might taste like. Whether or not it'd be so bitter. Or maybe a little bit sweet. I was not disappointed. I've never been disappointed by you. At all. Ever. Because I love you. How are you getting close, baby? I can see your balls tightening up. I love that. I love knowing exactly just how your body works. I love knowing every single thing about you. No, I think we're not done. I think it's about time we started thinking about our future, where our life is heading. Don't even try to fight it, baby, okay? You're so fucked up right now. You can barely move. That's fine. The only thing I need you to do is just lay there and let me take care of you, okay? I'm gonna ride you. I'm gonna ride you so fucking hard. And you're going to fill up my womb with all of your cum. I haven't been on the pill for 3 months. Not that you noticed. I'd just tell you, I'm gonna go take my birth control and you'd never even think to look twice. Sometimes I'll just crinkle a plastic baggie to make it sound like I'm doing something, but that's all you need. You trust so easily, baby. And that's why I love you. That's why I protect you. Now, be a good boy. And give me all that cum, okay? There. There we go. God, it feels so fucking good inside me. You know, I already know exactly how you're going to react whenever I tell you that I'm pregnant. I know exactly how it is. I can just imagine it. You're gonna be all shocked. You're gonna be surprised. You're gonna ask me, but I thought you were on the pill. And I'll lie, of course. And say that I was. But I guess it just failed. I guess it just was meant to be. And you'll believe me. You'll trust me. You'll trust every fucking word I say, baby. And that's why I love you. And that's why you're gonna make the perfect daddy to our baby. That's why you'll make the perfect husband. And that's why I'm never letting you go. Ever. That's why I'm never letting you go. I'm gonna do whatever it fucking takes to make sure that you stay mine forever. And the first step is making sure that you pump every last drop of your cum inside me, okay? Yes. God, it feels so good. I can't believe you're still this fucking hard. fuck. You must really love me. Maybe you were just... you were just the wrong amount of drunk earlier. You weren't thinking straight when you called me a crazy bitch. You weren't thinking straight. But now since you're blackout drunk, now you're showing me what you really want. Or your cock is showing me what you really want. you know what they say? Drunk words. My sober thoughts. And now you're really drunk. We're gonna be so happy together. fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes. God, it feels so good. I can't wait. fuck. I'm getting so close, baby. Okay? Yeah. I want us to come together, okay? I'm gonna come while you put all of your cum in my womb, okay? I'm gonna come as you fill my uterus to the fucking brim, okay? Yes! Give it all to me. Give it all to me, baby, okay? Don't hold back, okay? Don't hold back. It's okay, baby. You won't remember any of this in the morning. You'll be happy again. I'll be happy. We'll finally get our happily ever after, okay? We'll have a family. We'll have it all. We'll have it all. Yeah. I can feel your cock throbbing. I know that means you're about to come. I know. Yeah. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes. You're coming. Fuck. It's filling me so fucking much. Fuck. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Fuck. This is gonna make us so much closer, baby. This is fucking perfect. Yes. Fuck. I'm coming. Will you breed me? Fuck. Yes. I'm coming. Yes. Yes, fuck. Fuck, that was so good. Fuck. Aww, baby, are you getting sleepy? Hey, it's okay. You won't remember a single thing. Go to sleep, so we can go back to dreaming together. So we can go back to our happily ever after. Okay. I love you. Baby, shh. Oh my God. God, You crazy man, you. You drank so much last night. I can't believe I let you get away with taking that many shots. I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, I guess I was drunk. You don't remember what happened. Oh, Jesus. You were just in some kind of mood. You were knocking them back. Honestly, it was kind of cute. And just, you know, it's hard for me to tell you no. You kept reassuring me over and over that you were okay. You weren't that drunk and it'll be fine. You're just too cute to say no to. Well, luckily for you, I know just the perfect hangover cure, which is a nice breakfast burrito and plenty of Gatorade. Although maybe I need to pick up Pedialyte for you. I'll get you both, okay? I want to make sure that you feel as good as you can, because God, you look like a mess. I'm going to run out real quick and grab all that for you, okay? Just lay here, relax, and I'll be back, okay? Okay. What was that, babe? What did you say? Yeah. I love you too. Be back soon. I'll miss you.